We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we're going to spend some time now talking about the Olathe Emergency Family Center and some of the support services that are focused in Johnson County. And so we've got Lieutenants Corey and Heidi Strand in studio with us. Thank you so much for being here, guys.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about, first out of the gate, just get right to it, about some of the misconceptions about the wealth that may or may not exist in Johnson County and the need for services like this one.
Well, that's definitely true. We have families coming through our doors Monday through Friday nonstop. It really is amazing. And in the 3 years that we've been here, the need has done nothing but increase. And so it's sort of a misnomer in our community that because there are a lot of people with a lot of resources, that doesn't happen. But the truth is that need is everywhere. And we see that in our community as well. We are blessed to have a lot of people with resources because as we share our story, as we let them know what's going on, they're really willing to help. And we're really thankful for that. But again, it's true. There's need everywhere, even in Johnson County.
So like a good example would be our Christmas Adopt-A-Family program. In 3 years, 4 years, we have basically doubled our numbers of how many families we serve. And we served last year approximately 675 families provided Christmas for.
That's only Johnson County.
That is just our location.
Correct.
Yes.
We were talking a little bit off the air. Can you explain for listeners and give us some insight into kind of how it got this way, why it's gotten worse over the last few years, and why it's difficult to get out of a situation where you need this kind of a shelter?
Well, there's a lot of factors in Johnson County. One of the big factors is income. There are not a lot of positions that are growing that are those middle range income. And so if you're looking at low income jobs, it's just not enough money to sustain housing. And so we have families that are coming in that are making basic need decisions. Am I going to pay rent or am I going to provide dinner for my family? And so some of those are gut-wrenching decisions they're having to make, but they're making them every day at this point just to stay housed.
Talk with Salvation Army Lieutenants Corey and Heidi Strand in studio out of the Olathe branch here on KMBZ. Now, when people go through your program, what's the success rate that they don't have, that you don't have to see? Because I know you'd rather not see them again. What's your success rate?
Well, so when it comes to the lodge, we have about a 98% success rate in terms of those families not then being in the homeless population for at least 12 months after they've left us. Many times it's longer than that. What we're finding in terms of how that works is it really comes down to the fact that we have strength-based case management that we're working on. So when our families are staying with us, we're not just providing shelter. We're actually allowing for them to go through finance classes, budgeting classes, parenting classes. We want them to have as many resources as they can so that they can see that there can be a way out. Again, most of our families that are coming to us, when it comes to this sort of that cycle of staying in poverty, we want to be bringing them out. And the classes and resources that we're able to provide are working to do that.
This is the first day of school for Olathe kids. So how is that changing a little bit? You know, what are we seeing then with kids in poverty and them going to school?
So what we know is that, so for example, we sent our children off for their first full day of school, and that was great. And you see all these kids lined up, but then you think about that and go, how many of these children, when they go home tonight, are they not going to have power in their house because the electric bill can't be paid? Or how many children will not have dinner because there's just not enough to make the dinner meal because they know breakfast and lunch is provided through the school? How many children will not really know where they're going home to? And so as families walk through our doors, we are able to provide those basic needs, but also look at the family as a whole and the parents as a whole, and just try and fulfill like spiritual, emotional, physical, whatever like the needs are, because we're really looking at the whole person, not just their basic housing needs.
I know you do a lot with the kids, but what do you do for the parents?
So for the parents, there's parenting classes. We teach them how to maintain a property. A lot of these folks, if they're coming from living in a car or coming from just hopping from one home to the other, things like hoarding happens. You know, their things become very important. So teaching them how to get rid of what you need to get rid of and keeping a property maintained, because we're not preparing people to stay in our lodge. We want them to be housed. And so part of that is paying off your debt, paying down the evictions. But a big part of that is just teaching them, reteaching skills that so often we take for granted that a landlord would see as desirable.
Job placement? Do you guys do anything with that with mom and dad?
We have lots. Well, we are a working program. So part of the program is that they have to be actively seeking a position or looking to grow what they are currently doing. So we encourage schooling. We encourage any kind of new certifications they can receive. And the nice thing is we have some freedom to extend things when we need to as far as their length in the lodge. We've had families who have come in that really what they needed was their RN or PRN certification. Well, we can extend things or extend things a little bit longer to get them to that place. And then they find a success and they find a salary and they're able to maintain and move on.
So the money that is generated on a day like today, talk to us about where that goes and why that money is needed so much.
Well, the thing is that, we talk about some of this stuff and it sounds a little bit overdramatic. I mean, I think that can at least be a perception sometimes. But we are actually hearing, you know, kids are honest when they come through the doors. And we actually know of and see families where kids have literally been told, okay, so during the school year, you've got breakfast and lunch taken care of. So eat as much as you can because we really don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Yep.
And I mean, it sounds terrible.
Because they have to choose those basic needs.
Right. I mean, it sounds terrible, but it is reality for many families. So this kind of money allows for us to make sure that dinner is provided. And it makes, and in terms of what my wife just mentioned about sort of reintegrating, especially with our lodge families, even things like dinner, we provide dinner during the week, and dinner is actually required. And sometimes our families, they don't quite understand that at first. And what we're trying to help them to understand is that we want you to relearn all of this. And even the fact of fellowship with other families and being able to just spend time with one another and sit down and have something to eat. It's more than about just the food. It's about the fact that we want you to get back to some regular life. The things that we all take for granted, we want you to be able to experience as well. And again, when we talk about that in terms of the reality being that there might not be dinner. Well, I mean, if you have a choice between rent or food and you know you have to have a place to stay, you know, for some of these families, that's the choice they have to make. And so the money that comes from this allows for us to be able to take care of some of those things so that then they don't have to make a decision. They'll know that some of the things that they were worried about can be all set.
And there's a lot of things that really cost a lot that we sometimes just don't think about. And so while they're living in our lodge, we cover all of their hygiene items, their cleaning supplies, their bedding, their towels, their sheets, plates, napkins, everything that they need for laundry detergent, all of that while our supplies last and our funding is sufficient. We provide that for them because we don't want them spending their money on those things. We want them just to be saving, saving, saving.
They need your help. Make sure you pick up the phone, 913-744-3877, or if that's too tough to remember, we understand. #250 on your phone, #250 on your cell phone, and just say Salvation Army when you are prompted to do so. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate the work that you do, and I feel like I was outnumbered. You're both from Chicago. Jamie's from Chicago. There was a lot of pizza talk going on during the break.
That's right.
Yes, they needed suggestions. We worked on some ideas, yes.
Thank you, guys, and continued success in what you do for the community.
Thank you so much.
That is Salvation Army Lieutenants Corey and Heidi Strand from the Olathe Corps, the Olathe Emergency Family Center. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.